Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim. Times are
hard. Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Dr. David Gaze has been putting up with me for 15 years plus. He's the founder of BMC Associates, author of the Partnership Charter. David, quickly tell us about the Partnership Charter.
Well, the Partnership Charter is simply a kind of a structured process. It's a workbook that people use to first ask each person separately to think about all these different aspects of being partners, whether it's equity or money or roles and responsibilities or their expectations of each other. It gets them thinking through those different issues, answering like 200 questions on their own. And then the second part is they come together and they sit down and they talk about all of these things. So they have so much more thorough discussion that partners need to have. You know, it's not just, are we going to be an S-Corp or an LLC? It's all of these other issues.
That most people don't think about. Now, you're about to put it on, you're about to make it available online, aren't you?
Well, I'm very excited. Yeah, well, I'm working. It's probably going to take months to do, and I'm working with some real expert developers to get
this
online.
Well, you let us know when it is available because we want to make sure people know about that. Folks, and I need your website, David.
The website is B as in boy, M as in Mary, C as in Charlie, bmcassociates.com.
All right, so you can find the book there, and he can help you folks with your partnership. If you've got one going that you want to make better or you've got one that's in trouble and you want to fix it, David can help you. Hey, David, one of the things we were talking about when we went to the break was if you start putting this partnership together and you go through the three steps that you mentioned, and it's not looking good. I mean, David, you and I have been friends since elementary school, and I love you, and we've done all this stuff together. We were, you know, we played football together. We had our first dates together, blah, 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 blah. But, David, we put this thing together about our partnership. It doesn't look like we'd be good partners. You got to be prepared to walk away, don't you? You got to walk away.
It's such an interesting thing. People do this process. They want to be partners. But some percentage, I would say probably like 20-30%, get into this deep dive about being partners, and they realize at some point in their discussions and negotiations, they just look at each other and they say, you know what, let's just be friends. Let's continue to be friends from third grade, and let's skip the business thing.
My best friend of 50 years and I would not be able to be business partners.
Right.
We would lose our friendship. We would lose our friendship and probably not be successful in the process. I mean, we wouldn't have either a successful business or a friendship.
So truly, people breathe a deep sigh of relief when they realize that, and they realize they just dodged a bullet because, oh my gosh, if it's not right and you become partners, then you've got a real headache, which is why some business advisors tell people right and left, don't become partners. But that's silly, because some people can be very good partners, but not everybody.
Well, everybody has different. I mean, one of my favorite examples of a partnership was some people I knew who were in the financial planning business. One of them was the world's best prospector, and the other one was the best closer and customer care guy. And they completely loved their vertical capability. They meshed perfectly. They got along perfectly. And it was great. I mean, they had the same values. It was a beautiful thing to watch. But they both knew what they did. They shared the power. I know you talk about power sharing a lot. But that was beautiful. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Well, a beautiful partnership is a wonderful thing. Like in the book, I actually went up to Vermont years ago when I wrote this book and interviewed what some people consider the classic partners, Ben and Jerry.
Yeah.
And those two guys, Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream, they were great partners. They're still good friends, really.
Yeah.
They became friends in grade school. Still good friends. But, you know, they had this quality of their relationship. Sometimes people who aren't partners say, you know, what's not working for me? I need more of this or that.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys, like really great partners, they were looking out for the well-being of the other guy.
Yeah, that's the key.
And thinking,
that's where the values comes into play. Hey, David, I got to wrap it up. BMC.com, is that right? Well, BMCAssociates.com.
Yes. BMC Associates. Great talking to you, Jim.
Dr. David Gage, ladies and gentlemen. David, come back real soon. Thank you for being here. I'm Jim Blessingame. I got to go for this hour. I want to remind you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.